you know, if somebody gets sick. I'm just not doing that right now. And she's like, well, you know, she's very right-wing television, which is news, which is big to me, and because we're so different. And and she's like, no, it's over. It's dead. It's over, so it's over. And so I was sick for a week, and I was upset because I wasn't going to be able to do a yoga class because everybody doubts me because they're going to criticize me because nothing I do is right, and they that's how they think of me. And maybe there's something to, I mean, over, and my whole head, like, was just, I was not motivated because all I could do was paint and ruin my painting and, you know, just, it was just a really rough week. I know that she's not in alignment with what I'm about at all, and but it's just that feeling like that, knowing that, you know, she kind of, kind of were attacking my daughter-in-law too. Well, that's not how you should do it. You should do it like this, you know. Everybody's got their opinion about the better way to do it.
All right. So they're asking me to interrupt with two things. One is my sincere apologies. I just realized that I turned off the recording, so unfortunately your recording of that initial part is not on there. But the second thing is they're saying go back to that recording that you've taken into your consciousness now, which is you're allowing love to remain. So remember that you know that you know, but you're learning to stand upon it. Like, that's really the message. You're learning to stand upon it. You're learning to have the period. So understand, and here's your final outcome, my love, material and spiritual prosperity. You are going to nail it. But because you're a wisdom master, you have to come upon your own witnessing. In other words, you have to stand upon your own knowing. So what you're healing is all of this turnaround, not caring what someone else is saying, not caring what's around you, not looking over your back, not giving on credence to what's being whispered over your back, and coming into love's assurance. So from that respect, it actually makes sense that you had a wee bit of a difficult week because you're learning how to administer to love by love's allowance. In other words, standing upon your own allowance, standing upon your own knowingness, standing upon your own truth, standing upon your own assertion, standing upon your own grace. So for me, I just, you know, share this group with love and light. And so imagine if someone's like, well, I just think you're totally wrong. I just disagree with everything you just said. Well, they have every right to disagree with everything that I just said, but I know that I'm receiving quickened guidance that they're not privy to. So this is what would help me maintain a steady heartbeat, that I'm not gonna judge them. I'm not gonna get upset at them. I'm gonna have compassion. Because of course they're not gonna understand this because their consciousness doesn't have that amount of room. It doesn't have that amount of leverage to access love's appeal. So from where they're looking, everything I'm saying is hogwash. Well, that's understandable, but that would be part of my message keeping. If I would attract that, it's so that I could attest to love's glory. In other words, my soul would use that in order to strengthen me in love's assurance. And they want me to add, that's exactly what happened. So my apologies for those that have heard this story. But when I first started 7 years ago, and I did those daily messages, I shared it with all these spiritual groups, you know, just to let everyone know it's there and available. Well, someone attacked it. I mean, really attacked it. And I'm like, ugh, you know, who needs this? But I really got that this is all my dream, and the person attacking is really the energy of my own self-attack, the part that was still doubting me. What if I am making this up? What if I really don't know what I'm talking about? And when I really got that that's who I'm talking to, that part of me, I totally relaxed, and I just shared everything with love. Well, she wasn't satisfied, and she came back again, and I shared again. Well, once I shared again, it's like what they're saying to you. That's the period. That's the standing upon my own knowing. That's the graduation, because I had to be totally committed within my own inner lifestyle. So when you receive those outer challenges, it's your own self challenging you. It's helping you stand upright. So I really had to get that I needed to know that I knew that I knew. And that whole dialogue was my final performance in that little area of my dishonesty of self, where I do know what I'm talking about. So the more that you remember, you're taking back your own holy witness. In other words, this is all part of love's procession. This is all about you accelerating in your own true establishment. You're going to have high hopes because you're realizing, wow, I got to be getting really high and really close if I'm attracting all this disease. In other words, all of this attack energy, because it's your own ego, you know, trying to pull you down, because you really are aligning with that light now. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
There you go. All right, let me do final outcome. Say your name again, sweetheart. You're learning to stand upon your own witness. In other words, and it's just like for me, if someone was like, I am not dating a person of different race because I'm not dating. But assuming I was, and someone would say, I can't believe you're doing that. It's like, I would understand from their separation consciousness why they would think that. But that doesn't mean I have to pay attention to what they think. So that's what you're learning, how to come upon love's admittance. Say your name one more time.
Lisa.
This is very, very significant for your own love security. In other words, for your own soul growth. This is it. This is what's going to give you the A. Third eye chakra, my love. Third eye chakra. Really listen to the divine eye rather than the physical eye.
Okay. When I'm meditating and I see purple blobs, mm-hmm. Is that third eye chakra stuff? Somebody told me.
And
it's
say,
like all... Lisa.
Say it again. What is it all?
Lisa.
No. Tell me what you see.
Oh, these like purple, they're like these violet, mm-hmm. And they're like, they kind of like are kind of blobs of light, and then they kind of move around and get bigger and smaller and go in and out and things like that. I've been seeing it for about a year, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know specifically. I've got the energy of it, and the energy is just fantastic. And the card I see psychically is success and growth, and the card I pulled is success and growth.
Okay, good.
So stay with it. All right, sweetheart.
Mwah. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Indeed, we surround each with love and true understanding. So they're back to true understanding. So again, this is standing under ourselves, standing in alignment with ourselves, and breathing in love's administration. So much love to everyone. Thanks for joining. We'll be back Tuesday at 11 a.m. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Thank you, Nicole.